you see it a lot this time of year. Huge markdowns and deep discounts. The Old Navy in Arlington is boasting 50% off everything in the store. The winding checkout line proves the sale is working.
I can help us next.
Tasha Hightower is here to put a big dent in her Christmas list. Her sister has 9 kids. That's a lot of nieces and nephews to shop for.
Okay, so now we're down to who? Asia, Shatera, Keith.
Tasha is a postmaster in Venus, Texas, a town of 3,000, a half hour south of Arlington. Her 20-year-old daughter, Danielle, who's home from college, tagged along for today's shopping adventure. Their goal is to get each niece and nephew a small present to go inside Tasha's famous gift box.
And it just made it more fun. So when I did it one year, they were just all excited.
The box has been a Christmas staple for 5 years now. Tasha always labels one thing for each child, like a scarf or a t-shirt. Then she adds in small toys, treats, even toiletries, and lets the kids claim their spoils.
You pick out girl toys and you pick out boy toys. And then you just put them in the box, and when they dig in, they pick whatever they come up with first.
This approach to gift giving is a huge hit with her family. She started the tradition because she was newly divorced and couldn't afford a big present for each child.
From 2-to-1 income, you can't do what you used to do. That's how I really got started.
As she sorts through the racks of clothes with Danielle, she explains her shopping philosophy. Set a budget per person ahead of time and no credit cards.
If I can't buy cash, I don't get it. And it's that deep for me. It's that deep financially for me.
When Tasha hits the checkout line, she's got a gift in hand for all 9 kids. Gloves for the little ones, hats for a couple of the boys, a pair of shoes on super sale for one of the teenagers.
$67.88, is that okay? Just hit the green button for me. Fantastic.
At $7.54 a kid, she's pretty happy.
As far as like the main items, we're done. Now we're just gonna fill it with fun stuff.
Setting and sticking to a holiday budget isn't easy. Take it from Jill Gonzalez, a spokesperson for the personal finance website Wallet Hub.
It's been harder and harder to really keep these budgets on track because there's just more time to be buying.
The deals start now at the 1st of November, and the convenience of shopping from your phone, work computer, or tablet means more temptation to buy. This season, the average American expects to spend a little more than $800 on gifts and parties. Experts at Wallet Hub sifted through the numbers and calculated maximum holiday budgets for nearly 600 U.S. cities.
We at first looked at monthly income and then compared that to monthly expenses. Also, the average savings that a consumer has in each one of these cities.
Palo Alto in Silicon Valley has the highest holiday budget in the country. Right behind it, Flower Mound.
Their budget is around $2,600, so far over what the average consumer spends this season. And that all kind of goes back to having one of the highest monthly incomes in the country at around $10,500.
Wallet Hub says folks in Fort Worth shouldn't spend more than $927. And the number for the typical Dallas resident, $742.
Which one do you like? What is that?
A cow.
A cow.
Chastity Lopez decided to brave Black Friday to do some book shopping with her youngest daughter, Bella.
What does the rooster say?
Cock-a-doo-doo-doo.
She's relieved the half-price books in Dallas isn't crowded and says she's almost abandoned in-store shopping completely.
We've been doing a lot more online this year, so we woke up early this morning. We're getting some online stuff before we came out here to half-price books.
She says online shopping is much more convenient, and she's able to find better deals there, too. Lopez and her husband set a Christmas budget every year and work hard to stick to it. She says if they don't, they're in for an unhappy new year.
The reality doesn't hit sometimes until after the holidays. The financial toll takes a strain on people, I think, in January.
The Lopez family has a few other shopping strategies, too. One is spending money on things like memberships and passes so the whole family can enjoy the zoo or Dallas Museum of Art all year long. Mom and Dad try to stress the importance of learning experiences and family time and de-emphasize stuff.
That's the sad part of, you know, the whole rush of buying gifts and the holiday season, and sometimes you lose the real meaning of it.
It's hard to resist getting swept away in the blizzard of special offer emails and TV commercials touting gadgets. Finding your way back is just as tough. Courtney Collins, KERA News.